At that point in 1610, however, Galileo refrained from commenting on the significance of his theory, fearing church retaliation. Galileo waited until a mathematician pope was in Rome, another 20 years and then some, before coming out strongly in favor of the Copernican system in his book written in Plato's dialogue style, Dialogue Concerning Two Chief World Systems, in 1632. While the geocentric favoring figure technically had the last word in his dialogue, it was clear from the text that the evidence for heliocentrism far outweighed the evidence for geocentrism. Advocates of geocentrism, however, claimed that the telescopes were faulty, that Galileo twisted the data, or that God had put this new evidence as a test for believers' true faith. The church put the book on the index, and the Inquisition put Galileo on trial. Inquisition spelled capital I-N-Q-U-I-S-I-T-I-O-N. At the trial, the Inquisition prosecutors showed Galileo instruments of torture that could be used to convince him of the geocentric truth. Galileo backed down and publicly took back his views, but he did not escape punishment. Fearing that Galileo would flee to Protestant Northern Europe, church officials placed him under house arrest. He was grounded for the rest of his life, conducting small inclined plane experiments as his eyesight continued to fail him.